This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Welcome to the program. Thanks so much for listening. I want to welcome Mark Lowenthal, former Assistant Director of Central Intelligence for Analysis and Production, to the program. He's current president of the Intelligence and Security Academy. If I gave you a nickel for every time you'd heard a president say he's going to stop leaks coming out of the White House, how rich do you think you would be, Mark?
I would have retired a long time ago.
Exactly. So here we go again. And let's just sketch out what seems to be happening in the first days of the Trump administration. Donald Trump has promised to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, restart the coal industry when global demand is down. His determination to eliminate leaks or prosecute leaks is maybe the lowest percentage shot here that he's tried to propose, because it's caused a growing unease within the intelligence community, both nationally and abroad, over the administration's distrust of institutions the president needs to rely on for national security advice. After blasting the criminality of the leaks that former National Security Advisor General Mike Flynn had to resign over for not being forthcoming about talks he had with Russia, President Trump vowed to get to the source of those leaks at a news conference on Thursday. I'm sure you heard this, Mark.
I've gone to all of the folks in charge of the various agencies, and I've actually called the Justice Department to look into the leaks. Those are criminal leaks. They're put out by people either in agencies. I think you'll see it stopping, because now we have our people in.
I think you'll see it stopping. We can revisit that proposition and a prediction again. President Trump also expressed disdain for an article published by The Wall Street Journal earlier this week. He blasted it, claiming that some U.S. spies are so wary of Trump that they are withholding information from him. A spokesperson from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence denied those claims. Complicated and turbulent start between the White House and the intelligence agencies this early in the new administration. And Mark, this one is my favorite, underscored by the news last night that Trump's top pick to replace Flynn as National Security Advisor, one of the most prestigious jobs in the administration, retired Vice Admiral and former Navy SEAL Robert S. Harward, turned down the post. Now, he could have a million reasons for doing this, wants to spend more time with his family. He could also want absolutely nothing to do with this turmoil that's already brewed in the Trump administration. Mark Lowenthal, as I said, former Assistant Director of Central Intelligence for Analysis and Production under the George W. Bush administration. Your view of all this?
Well, on the Harward thing, two things. Number one, I mean, it's a hard job to step into given what's going on. But what I'm hearing is that one of the issues was he wanted to choose his own staff. And he was told, no, you're going to have to take the staff that we've begun to assemble. And one of the Washington rules is, when you take a senior job, if you're not allowed to choose your own staff, don't take the job. And I think that apparently was one of the deal breakers for Harward, was he had worked very closely in the past with Secretary Mattis, Secretary of Defense. On the intelligence thing, I don't think we've ever seen an administration get off to this hostile a beginning with U.S. intelligence. We've had presidents in the past who have disliked us, who have fallen out of love with us. Richard Nixon continually referred to the CIA as, quote, a bunch of clowns. George W. Bush sort of fell out of love with us during the 2004 reelection campaign. But this level of hostility is unprecedented. And it's bad for the country, is the main thing. It's just bad for our national security.
How much more serious is it as a problem going into a new administration, as opposed to something that sours for one reason or another in the middle of an administration?
Well, it's a bad beginning. It's not the way to start a working relationship. There has to be some level of trust between the intelligence community and the president. They don't have to like each other. Many presidents at some point, you know, they'll get intelligence and they'll sort of give you this like, oh, why are you telling me this, really? Lyndon Johnson compared us to a cow's dirty tail messing up his bucket of milk. But there's no trust. There's no beginning of the relationship in here. There's the ingoing hostility and the assumption on the part of Trump that this is driven by partisan politics is just so completely off base. I mean, it's how he refers to most issues. But he doesn't understand the intelligence community. The intelligence community, 99.95% of the intelligence community is made up of career intelligence officers. There were very, very few political appointees. There were almost no political holdovers, as you would see at State and Defense. They just don't exist. It's mostly career intelligence officers. It's very much like the military in that respect. And so to suggest that these are a bunch of either Obama holdovers or disgruntled Clintonistas holding up in Langley, Virginia, is just totally off base.
Clintonistas.
That's the way he sees things.
Can I just say that for a second, Clintonistas?
Yes.
Is this Bannon's doing? Is this something that he, you know, let's go in here and really clean house? And that part of what we're seeing here is his initiative to go at this really strongly.
Well, there's no way of knowing that. But you can't clean house at the CIA or at the Defense Intelligence Agency the way you can clean house in the cabinet departments, where there are literally hundreds of political jobs: secretary, deputy secretary, undersecretary, assistant secretary, deputy assistant secretaries are all political jobs. At the CIA, there's the director, the deputy, and maybe one or two other positions that will come from the outside. So who are you going to clean? At DIA, there are no political appointees, Defense Intelligence. At NSA, National Security Agency, there are no political appointees. So you can't clean house. These are professionals. And when a new administration comes in, their goal at the outset is to show how good they are. Mr. President, these are the things we can do for you. These are the things we can bring you. This is what we can how we can keep you informed. They want to show off. And when you have to remember it, you know, he said in the weeks before the election, before the inaugural, he said, you know, I don't need to see them every day. They tell me the same stuff every day and it's boring. That's not a really good – he also didn't understand the nature of the briefings. He is getting briefings now, I'm told. It's not every day, which is fine. Not every president gets a briefing every day. Clinton famously did not get briefed every day. His briefings are rather short. They're oral. That's fine. But he doesn't have a tactile feel for what the intelligence community does. And I'm sure in the case of someone like Bannon, there's probably a certain amount of suspicion about what they do.
But he shut down this sort of opening discourse and dialogue, and that's going to be really, really damaging. Finally, before we go, this article that I have to ask about, U.S. spies are so wary of Trump they are withholding information from him. I mean, is that like spies around the world that won't call up Washington?
No. What that seems to be referring to is there's this I don't know this firsthand, so I'm reading back what you're reading, that apparently they're not sending forward a lot of some sensitive information to the White House. That's really not that unusual. In the president's daily brief, for example, there won't be tons of very sensitive information. It'll be more, these are the things that you need to know this morning, sir, and there may be
right.
some sourcing with that. So the system itself is running. They're apparently passing less stuff to the White House.
Mark, thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, John.
Mark Lowenthal, former Assistant Director of Central Intelligence for Analysis and Production, current president of the Intelligence and Security Academy. So what do you think about leaks? Do they help our democracy or do they hurt the administration, who is the subject of the leak?
Eric from Seattle. I think leaks do help if they are true and not simply subversive political falsehoods to manipulate people into some type of action. If they're true, though, more power to the people by information.
My name is Karen. I'm calling from North Virginia, Alexandria, actually. I can only see that they help. I don't understand the secrecy behind the stuff that's come out thus far. And I think that the public should know these things.
Let us know what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE or head to the Takeaways Facebook page.